This is CliffCentral.com.
Start your day with New Healthfield's organic vegan muesli.
Well, at least two of the seven ingredients are organic.
Healthfield's organic vegan muesli gives you the boost you need to rise above your challenging day.
That would be the massive energy spike from the sugar disguised as modified cornstarch.
It's difficult to trust nowadays. At Coronation, we believe that without honesty, there can be no trust. That's why when it comes to investing your money, we take everything into account, the seen and unseen. Ask your financial advisor about Coronation or visit our website for more information. Coronation. Trust is earned. Coronation is an authorized FSP.
So last week we were talking about things that people say but they don't really mean. Ben, you weren't here, but we spoke about how important it is to say what you mean if you're going to build trust. And that is Coronation's pretty clever campaign that I've seen in the airport. It's called the Seen and Unseen, right? Even when managing money, things aren't always as they seem. And that's why Coronation look at the seen and unseen when investing your money. So we've been delving into the heard and the unheard. So, how was your weekend?
Yeah, like when you start an email. Hey, hope you had a good weekend.
I don't mind hope you had a good weekend that much because I don't think that's dishonest. Like, you really don't care mostly when you ask how was your weekend. But if you say to someone in an email on a Monday, hope you had a good weekend, it's kind of just a soft intro, really. It's a way of saying, hey, I know it's Monday, you've got a lot to deal with, but...
It's like a time and place kind of acknowledgement thing.
And it's then like a rhythm when you start an email that needs something, like hope you're well.
Can't just say hi.
It just feels like a real conversation, and you're not going to just go straight into, right, I need you to send me this by, you know, tomorrow. How was your weekend? And they don't have to answer you.
And they're probably not going to.
No, I'm sure they won't. But what they actually mean when someone asks, how was your weekend, is, I don't care how your weekend was. That's a rhetorical question, but I don't want to look rude, so I have to ask.
But that's just that you don't want to come across as being curmudgeonly and rude, especially not the first thing in the week.
Exactly. And it's like we said the other day, when you bump into someone you haven't seen for a very long time and you go, oh, we have to get together soon.
Yeah, I'll pencil it in.
What you unhear there is, no, let's not get together, and if we absolutely must, let's make it a very long time from now.
Yeah, like you always want to prolong it. So yeah, cool, you'll make a plan. I'll call you.
We must.
We can like each other's tweets and Insta posts and be Facebook friends for life, but please, we don't really need to get together. You know, that's what people are saying. So what are some of the others?
Yeah, like when you're at a function and you bump into someone, you'd rather be at home, and you meet someone and you're like, oh, it was so nice to meet you.
Ugh.
But what you really mean is, I'm going to forget your name in a minute.
Yeah, exactly. And probably never see you again.
And yeah, exactly. Or like if it's someone that you have seen before, so nice to see you again. But what you really mean is, you know, I could have done without seeing you of all people.
Or it's been like, oh, it's been way too long. Because that's actually one of the things that come across a lot in my life. But what you're really thinking is, oh no, not you.
Thanks, Ben. Now we know.
Or when someone proposes a new idea and you say, that sounds great, I'll let you know. What you're actually saying is,
that's terrific, yeah, but.
That's really good. Actually, it doesn't sound great, but I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, these things could. Look, I'll be honest. I make those mistakes.
All the time.
/ truths.
Or it's even better if you don't like going out like me, and you hear from somebody, I don't think I'm going to make it out tonight, I'm not feeling well.
This almost sounds like a seerism as well.
It is a seerism. Seer's not here today, but what he actually means when he says that to us is, I should never have said yes to this. I don't really feel like seeing you anyway, and I'm much happier sitting on my couch watching Netflix. That's
drinking
what he does.
Wine.
Ugh, wouldn't anyone be?
Yeah, well, this is it, right? So we don't always say what we mean, and if you think about it, can we really trust other people to tell us exactly how it is when we hear things like this every single day? And I mean, these examples we've just given, this happens every day.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, this is top of the head stuff, which we all go through.
Right, people lying. Now,
everyone's lying.
Now, Coronation, which is an authorized financial services provider, is obviously all about how trust is earned and trust is built one word at a time. So let's just be honest. If you can think of any more examples that don't mean what is actually said, then send us a voice note or a WhatsApp on 079-748-2090, or you can connect on social media at cliffcentral.com. Hashtag Let's Be Honest, and we will include them tomorrow. If you missed anything, you'll find all the podcasts on cliffcentral.com. And by the way, we actually did get one this morning from somebody, because we've been talking about this now for a few days. And they said, where is this thing now? They said, oh yeah, when people say things and they don't mean them, or they mean things and they don't say them. It was a really great example, and I can't find it now. Damn. But if you want to send those along, send it with the hashtag Let's Be Honest. And we'll continue this conversation for the next few days. So if you've got any ideas of things that irritate you too, that people say but don't mean, or mean but don't say, then let us know about them.
The Money Magnet Seminar with successful multimillionaire Chad Engel is coming to Joburg.
So that Chad can continue being a multimillionaire with your help.
Learn Chad's Money Magnet secrets to attract wealth.
Secrets like attracting money with pricey seminar tickets and a six-book series.
It's difficult to trust nowadays. At Coronation, we believe that without honesty, there can be no trust. That's why when it comes to investing your money, we take everything into account, the seen and unseen. Ask your financial advisor about Coronation or visit our website for more information. Coronation. Trust is earned. Coronation is an authorized FSP.
This is CliffCentral.com.